Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Tom Vogel, Dan Anton, and Deborah Agar. I want to ask the question, if potential is something that is unused, who gets to decide if you have reached it or if you should reach your potential? Dom, can you kick us off?
Yes, of course. And first off, I really appreciate being here. I was pondering this for a while when I read it, and I had to think about the question multiple times, but I eventually settled on it's eventually yourself, right? For anyone, the only person who gets to define what your potential is and whether or not you've reached it is yourself. When I think back on my own journey, there have been various points in my career where I thought I actually fulfilled my full potential, but then realized that there was whole other layers and dimensions I had to explore. As an example, when I started my career, I thought I was going to stay in corporate, work my way up the corporate ladder, be in charge of cybersecurity for a large company. I got there, ended up being really miserable. And I thought, potential has got to be better than this. I mean, why, if I've reached my potential, why am I so unhappy? So I went through a journey of self-discovery, but being an entrepreneur, and realized a whole other levels of potential that I didn't even know even existed. So I think it really is incumbent on ourselves, because potential does take different shapes and forms depending on how you view it. To me, potential isn't just one level. There are multiple levels that you could hit in realizing potential, but that's just one Canadian's opinion.
Dom, I actually completely agree that when I was going to, in my kind of definition of this, at the end of the day, it's yourself. I mean, you have everyone you work with, you know, you might have people you see as mentors that might see more in you. But at the end of the day, when we're talking about, you know, who decides what to do with that, the only person is yourself. Mm-hmm. Dom, you shared your personal story with me. I was in the auto industry, it's kind of the standard, working as a salesperson at a luxury car dealer. And I was actually okay with it. I mean, I liked it. I was all right with it. And then we had a change in management. And even though, frankly, I was okay with what I was doing, the first day I met my new general manager, he literally was just like, "You're the young guy here. I know what I want to do with you." And he had me pivot completely to a totally different segment of the business. I completely left sales. I was on the service side and operations. And I ended up building a completely different career out of that, that I now gives me the freedom to do pretty much whatever, whenever I want, while still being able to, you know, serve dealers all across the country.
So he saw potential in you.
That was exactly it. And I mean, we're 8 years later, and that general manager is now, he's actually like one of my closest friends. So even after that, so it's remarkable where, I mean, potential isn't just what you see, it's what other people see, but you still have to act on it.
Well, I think the word potential is so juicy because it's something that is always out there that we're trying to achieve, yet it's not the actual achievement. So then, you know, we always have potential, but we can't really achieve potential because that just goes against the whole definition of the word, basically. So it's sort of interesting to play around with potential and achievement. I think I agree with both of you guys that it's up to us, ourselves, about whether or not we've achieved our potential or whether we have more potential to achieve. And I also like to ponder and think about the ideas of how we might have potential in different domains of life, family, for instance, business. Those are two obvious ones. There might be something that we want to achieve athletically, like people like to bike or hike certain numbers of trails and things like that. So there's all these different ways that we can achieve different kinds of potential. I think Tom might've been alluding to this, but I might be misunderstanding, but this idea that we have potential at different points in life as well. And so that is what keeps life interesting as we keep moving forward. So I definitely think that it's definitely up to us as to whether we've achieved it or not.
I agree with what both of them were saying. And to that point, you know, that was the bit I was also alluding to. And I'm glad you picked up on that, because I didn't drive that all the way home. You know, we do have multiple potentials in various stages of life. When you're in school as a child, as an adolescent, as a young adult, as you get older, there are different levels of potential, different stages of your life, you know, and I think that's important to delineate that, you know, potential just isn't one thing. I think it was really great that was pointed out. that there's different dimensions of potential in different facets of your life.
So with that in mind, if we have various levels of potential and we are ultimately responsible for our own potential and deciding if you're going to take advantage of it or not, is it really possible to waste potential? Is that a thing?
I think that it would be a judgment that someone else would cast upon us because they might not know what it is that we're trying to achieve. So for instance, in the writing world, people like to get certain kinds of publications in certain places, and they could think another writer, you haven't been published at Yahoo or the Washington Post, so therefore you haven't reached your potential. That might not even be that person's goal. They might want to do something completely different. Maybe they're working on a novel and that doesn't even apply to have something at one of those publications. I'm just using that as one of many examples. And so I think, you know, having that external viewer look into our lives without knowing all the facts can cause sort of an inaccurate perception or inaccurate judgment on their part.
Yeah, I think measuring potential from like the outside, you know, having people around you, your colleagues, your family. I mean, I think we all, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's have, I guess what you could refer to as wanting to reach a potential to even satisfy like your parents. In my personal case, both my parents were highly educated. So I saw myself like, all right, well, I have to, you know, go further. And not gonna lie, when I said, well, I want to go into the car business, there was a conversation there, right? Mm. But, you know, when you, especially after this pivot from, you know, going from the variable, the sales side to, you know, the operations and fixed operation side, my parents saw that, well, wait a second, he's applying something that he's just very good at and being able to take that further. My parents always supported me. I'm not making any mistake on that. But, you know, when you make a, hey, I'm, you know, I am college educated, but I'm using basically nothing that was in my college degree in my professional career. And instead, you know, but still very happy, very, you know, very motivated, that part, you know, goes away and they see that, well, you know, this was his potential. This is what he's, you know, chasing.
Being fulfilled has something to do with reaching your potential, right? Dom, what do you think? Can potential be wasted? Is that a thing?
I'm somewhat conflicted on that. You know, an area where we hear about potential being wasted a lot is in the sport world. One of my closest friends, he was a professional hockey player and he was drafted very, very high. And when you look up his name now, you know, people will say that, you know, his potential was wasted. He never lived up to what was, you know, the outside world judged to be his potential. But, you know, as his friend, I look at what happened over his career. He just retired this past year and he played professionally in Europe, made obscene amounts of money that I'll never be able to make. So by some metrics, I think he did reach his potential, right? His dream all along was to be a professional hockey player and he achieved that and then some, you know. So I do think that there is a, I think Dan was driving at this, right? We it's not up to external forces to say if your potential is indeed wasted. I do see potential being remanifested in different forms because you may not have succeeded in one get-go. That potential could be realized somewhere else. And you know, going back to my friend who he's now has a very successful sales career. Arguably, he's even better at that than he was at hockey. And it's really interesting to see that was a level of potential that, you know, no one saw in him, but now he is manifesting that in that way. So I do think that that potential could be wasted, but ultimately I don't think I'm a staunch proponent against people, you know, obviously judging others. The only person who is worthy of making that assessment is that person.
Yeah. I've had a situation in my life where I was really good at writing code. That was something that I was good at, but I consider it a killer skill. I don't like it. It doesn't bring me joy. I don't have any desire to do it. And when I was in school, the professors, the computer science professors wanted me to go into computer science. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And they said to me, you're wasting your potential. I feel like I got to do something that brings me joy. I mean, if you have a potential across the board, pick something that's fun rather than something that somebody else says, oh, this is what you have to do. So that's what I think about wasting potential, but that's just my opinion. And that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I've enjoyed it. I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you.